With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. State officials say 10,500 people have signed up for the state's Medicaid expansion program a month before it goes into effect. Jessica Rhodes of the State Department of Public Health and Human Services told the committee overseeing Medicaid expansion today that enrollment is right on track. Federal health officials approved Montana's expansion plan last month. It goes into effect January 1st. Recent cold temperatures mean Missoula's now teetering on the edge of violating federal air quality standards. Edward O'Brien has the story.
Inversions have trapped cold, dirty air in the Missoula Valley for almost a week. Air quality has degraded so much, the local health department issued a Stage 1 air alert Monday afternoon. City-County air quality specialist Ben Schmidt says that alert could possibly continue through at least Friday. If the air quality worsens, that could lead to a violation of the Federal Clean Air Act.
The standard is a daily standard, and that is 35 micrograms per cubic meter. We are having 24-hour averages over 30 at this point in Missoula, so we're very close to going over that standard.
Schmidt says a violation could lead to fines or more air quality rules and regulations imposed on the city. No visible emissions are currently allowed from any wood stove or other solid fuel burning device without a valid Stage 1 air alert permit. Violators could face an initial warning. Follow-up violations could result in a ticket ranging from $50 to $500. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
The Columbia Falls Aluminum Company reached a deal with the Environmental Protection Agency yesterday to start investigating cleanup options for the former aluminum smelter. Company officials hope their work will be good enough to avoid a Superfund listing. Corin Cates Carney reports.
CFAC's investigation into the contamination in the soil, river sediments, and ground and surface water at the site will take 4 years and $4 million to complete. John Strazio is CFAC's project manager.
Well, we would like to avoid Superfund designation in any case.
Whether the aluminum smelter is added to the Superfund list will depend on the ability of CFAC's private contractors to investigate and how much contamination is found at the site.
At this point in time, we are not listed, but we could be, depending on our performance and how things go with the project.
Sites can be placed on the Superfund National Priority List twice a year. The earliest the CFAC site could be placed on that list would be next spring. A public meeting to discuss the investigation and the next steps will be held in Columbia Falls January 21st. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A 33-year-old Charlo man has been sentenced to 60 years in prison for shooting his wife last year and trying to cover up the crime by telling investigators it was a suicide. KERRAM reports Adrian Michael McElderry was sentenced today to 40 years in prison for mitigated deliberate homicide and 10 years each for weapons enhancement and obstructing justice. Court records say McElderry called 911 on November 18th last year and reported that 28-year-old Raylynn Charlo had shot herself after getting upset about his drinking. Investigators determined the evidence didn't match his story. McElderry pleaded guilty in May. District Judge James Manley said McElderry becomes violent when he's intoxicated and recommended that if he's ever granted parole that he be required to wear an alcohol monitoring device. After an initial rush, the rate of people signing up for the state's Medicaid expansion program has slowed as healthcare officials prepare for next month's rollout. Federal health officials approved Montana's program last month, making the state the 30th to expand Medicaid to the working poor under President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act. Federal approval was needed because the state's program will require recipients to pay premiums and co-payments, and the program will be administered by an outside company. Jessica Rhodes with the State Health Department today told the legislative committee overseeing the expansion that about 5,500 people signed up during the first week of November when enrollment opened. Since then, an additional 5,000 people have enrolled. Montana's program is the only one in the nation that'll be administered by an outside company, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana. The program's federal approval comes with the condition that it's required to have 90% of healthcare facilities and 80% of physicians in its network. Blue Cross President Mike Frank said the company is on track to meet that requirement.
We have gone out with a separate contract to all of those providers, And as of today, we have about 75% of the facilities contracted and over 2,000 independent providers. We're very confident that we will be able to meet the needs of the Medicaid population starting on January 1st.
Health Department Director Richard Oppers said the initial rush showed a pent-up need for the program. Now, officials across the state are working to sign up more of the estimated 70,000 people who are eligible. Oppers said there are people working nonstop on that. Recent cold temperatures mean several Montana cities are contending with poor air quality this week. Edward O'Brien says it's not expected to get much better anytime soon.
Western Montana's air quality started to deteriorate when a big high-pressure system moved into the region about a week ago. Missoula County air quality specialist Ben Schmidt.
High pressure sometimes gives us sunny weather, which we all like. But when that happens in the wintertime, there's not enough sun to create heat outs in the valley floors. So you get these cold pockets of airs, from the inversions. And that really just traps all the air pollution on the valley where we live.
Schmidt says communities from Hamilton to Bozeman are seeing elevated air pollution levels. He adds the Missoula Valley's air quality may not improve much until after this weekend. In fact, he predicts a Stage 1 air pollution alert that was first issued on Monday afternoon might remain in effect through at least Friday. That means people with heart or lung disease, smokers, the very young and elderly should limit prolonged outdoor exposure. For the most current air quality information, Google Today's Air, Montana. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.
I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.